This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yes. We are live from JetBlue Park in beautiful and sunny Fort Myers, Florida. Greg Hill is alive. You just heard him on the show. If you missed it, go back and listen. On the Odyssey app, which is free, you can rewind, go to chapters, the whole shebang. You have the opportunity to listen to us and view us on YouTube or Twitch. I haven't seen a single error from Rafi Devers at third base.
It was just one.
He did.
I missed it.
Yeah, and he went. Yeah. That was on me.
Well, so, who else would it be on? He's only playing third.
Well, there was one that was kind of the hitter. It was a little bit towards shortstop, so I don't think Devers would have made that play anyway. So that wasn't on him. But now we're seeing Devers, for all the people that can't see him. We're seeing him now.
Tough hop. Love it. Yeah. Great stab.
Well, that's on him. We're seeing him turn two now.
Oh, that was a bad throw.
There was throws to first. Now they're going throws to second to see about, like, turning two.
Baseball is in the air. We are live here, as I mentioned. Greg may be back tomorrow. And I loved Cora and Bregman. If you missed those interviews, those were in the 7 o'clock hour. You can find them anywhere that you access the show, Spotify, all those places. I said something at the start of the show in my lead that I feel more and more confident about, that John Henry is a better owner than Robert Kraft. Can we do a poll on that, Scheimer? Can we get Jackson to pop that up?
Sure thing.
The way they have, through many different eras, you had the 03, that team was Manny and Ortiz and Pedro and the trading for Schilling, and then in 13 you had a team that was John Lackey, Mike Napoli, you still had Pedroia, you still had Ortiz. 18, maybe the best team ever, was totally different. No Ortiz, no Francona, no Theo, no Sherrington, no Farrell. You had Dombrowski, who put that team together. And now it feels like they have sort of bridged this gap between Mayer and the young kids coming up and the ability to augment the roster and add guys like Bregman and Crochet, where they could be good for a while. I think they should extend Crochet, but we'll see what happens with that. But it feels like they are on the precipice of a pretty good run here, whereas with the Patriots, we think they have a guy in Drake May. We think they have the coach in Mike Vrabel. But they have not shown an ability or desire to spend for premium players at the top of the market. And until I see that, I don't think you can make the argument that Kraft's better.
Well, one thing's clear, and we'll be able to compare the two after this Patriots season and this Red Sox season, because Alex Cora told us just an hour ago that when he sat down with John Henry, with all of the guys, to figure out if this was a good fit for him moving forward for the next 3 years, there was clearly a lot of conversation on what Alex Cora needed from them to ensure that this could be a winning team, and that would be a reason why he stayed.
Right.
Now, I am guessing, and I have no idea, but I'm guessing Mike Vrabel had that same kind of conversation with Robert Kraft going into this season. So, it obviously John Henry has paid up, put his money where his mouth is when it comes to Alex Cora and staying true to his word to him. Now will Robert Kraft do the same when it comes to Mike Vrabel?
Yeah.
Well, I think, you know, and the great thing about this is that by the time the Red Sox start their opening day regular season, which is March 27th,
yep,
we'll have known what the Patriots have done through free agency to see whether, because the draft is really not about, unless there's a trade that happens, but we'll know if they made major moves to go out there and get high-end talent, by the time that the Red Sox start. And we'll be able to say, it doesn't look like they spent a lot, or it looks like, you know what? There's excitement like there is for the Red Sox that we have. There's excitement for the Patriots because of look at all those moves these made. Look at all the moves they made in the offseason. So, and you know what? Devers, tell you what, didn't look bad. Did not look bad at third base.
So you haven't changed your mind after those interviews? You still
No, I still think. And then seeing him out here and with Cora working some ground balls and like them just really out here doing these things, it really is them saying, like, you're going to get every opportunity.
Oh, my God.
I agree with what you're
saying. He's going to get every opportunity to what?
To be the starting third baseman.
There's a better chance that I am calling Red Sox games.
I could see that happening.
So, yeah, but that's easy. Anybody can call Red Sox games.
No, it's not that I'm good at it. It's that they wouldn't want me to do it.
But why even go through the dog and pony show?
Because he wants to do it. Because he's going to be a DH who will play third if he plays the field.
So you think, all right, so March 27th.
1,000% Rafi Devers, or what's his name? It will be playing designated hitter.
All right.
And Alex Bregman will be starting at third base.
Okay.
There was a competition for second where we didn't even hear Bregman's name.
Yeah, he said that Bregman could play. He said before all those names he brought up, Campbell, Grissom, he had said Bregman, it's been a while since he played second, but he could play second.
Yeah,
he could definitely play that.
Okay. Anyway, I don't know. I could be wrong. I don't think that's happening. We have do we have Hill Notes today, Scheimer?
I believe so. Jackson will roll those in, so we'll have those for you at 9:30 this morning.
Well, and if you missed any of Cora, we'll come back with some of the best Cora that we had at 7 o'clock. Hill Notes and your call, 617-779-7937. Is it blasphemous to say that John Henry is indeed a better owner than Robert Kraft? All of that and your calls in the final hour of the Greg Hill Show.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.